I just can't, and I don't think any of us can imagine the pain, the grief, the trauma, and the ongoing pain, grief, and trauma that families have been put through. And I feel very humbled to be here this evening on behalf of the government to respond in my role as Minister for Justice to this important and timely debate. And I want to join my colleagues in the Seanad in welcoming the families, in welcoming representatives of the WAVE Trauma Centre, and in saying at the outset that I do look forward to taking up the offer to engage with you and meet with you and see how we can support you and try and progress this matter. And we'll certainly put those arrangements in place. And thank you so much for being here, and conscious of speaking of your loved ones in front of you and speaking about them as well. But thank you for being here this evening and for joining with us. I want to thank Senators Blaney and McGrehan for putting down this motion. As I say, I don't think it could come at a more appropriate time, and I'll get into why in a moment. It is necessary, whilst Senator Wilson may wish it wasn't, and I share that view, it is necessary, and for the reasons that Senator Curry and others have outlined too, it's so important that we continue to keep a visibility and a focus on this, and I suppose that we take the opportunity of this motion to accept the challenge, to renew and redouble and recommit our efforts to trying to bring some element, some small element of comfort, peace and closure to families whom have been through so much. So the government will obviously be supporting the passage of this motion through this House, because at its core, this is a motion about victims and a motion about the families of victims. And as I say, it's about trying to bring some very small measure of comfort, but some important closure to the families of the disappeared, who have long suffered a particular cruelty, facing not only the tragedy and the injustice and the pain of losing a loved one to murder, but not knowing for decades where that loved one was buried. Those responsible took a loved one. They took them in brutal circumstances, but then they compounded that pain, that grief, that cruelty by depriving the family of a remains, of a funeral, and of that tradition of closure and grief that one goes through after a period of loss. And as we approach the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement and the commitments that were made in that agreement, made to those who suffered such personal and profound loss, it is right that you remain to the fore in our minds. And as we look back, as no doubt we will be doing, as we commemorate 25 years of peace on the island of Ireland, of a peace agreement, we should, in looking back, also remember that there were commitments made, made in letter, made in writing, but also made in spirit, in terms of how that agreement would bring us forward, would move us forward, and would try to bring about healing and reconciliation. Because the Good Friday Agreement specifically provided that it was essential to acknowledge and address the suffering of the victims of violence as a necessary element of reconciliation. And the establishment by both the UK and Irish governments of the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains in 1999 was one of the key set of actions taken by the governments in fulfilling and advancing this commitment.